All right, Aaron Plessinger, Salt Lake City Pro Circuit Pulpcast. Man, I don't know, like, between the track breaking down, the ruts, the sun, the wind, did I miss anything on obstacles?
I think you left out some rocks in the, okay, track.
Rocks? Oh, it's cement. Somebody told me it got down to the cement also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, going to that, then into that start corner.
Yeah.
We hit some cement for sure.
So what was your race like? You were kind of trailing. There was an intense race, maybe like 2 seconds ahead of you, almost the whole main event, it looked like. You were right behind there.
Yeah, it was like I lined up outside. I was like 14th gay pick or 13th gay pick or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I was definitely outside, and yeah, I ran it in there, and Freeze kind of pushed me a little bit wide, and yeah, I messed up the first lap, went down to, I don't even know what place I was in, but I was coming through, and yeah, like you said, there was that race that I could just, yeah, I was just watching, that I felt like I couldn't push hard enough to get up to it, and yeah, you know, it was definitely tough. You know, I struggled about probably 15 minutes into the main event. It was just really, really tough for me to keep going. My lungs were burning, and,
yeah,
and me and Little Hill had a cat and mouse game, yep, going there for a little bit. So it was definitely an eye opener for sure. And, you know, I'll go back and regroup, yep, and try to get a better start next time.
Well, on this, with this layout, a guy like yourself, you're good in the whoops. You know what I mean? You're good in certain spots, but this track was, if you didn't start there, you were screwed, I think, unless you were maybe if you were Eli Tomac, I don't know. How are you going to catch these? Because you can't override the track, right? You couldn't override the track. You would just go down.
Yeah, definitely. You can't override that track. And it was definitely tough. And yeah, Eli, freaking, he was ripping.
Well, I just mean like one of Eli's patented rides. I can't think of guys, not necessarily today, but I just can't think of somebody who could just go balls out and pass everybody on that track.
Yeah, you know? I got you. Yeah, it definitely, you got to be real top goer to go past all those guys.
yeah, exactly. So once you did that mistake, it was over. How is this dirt going to hold up for 6 more races, AP? How's that going to happen?
I think it's going to be harder than the cement under it. I really do.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be gnarly. Yeah. I think it'll be a little bit better on Wednesday because we're a little bit later,
mm-hmm,
but I don't know. Maybe we'll get some rain, some different weather.
maybe we want to pray for that, right?
Yeah, I mean, just to keep the track a little bit moist, the dirt a little bit moist, so
yeah,
we can get some more ruts and breaking down and not drying out so bad.
AC said it was really weird to line up without your mechanic. It was really chill, no fans. He felt like he was maybe going to bring a little boost bottle and play some music or something. How weird was it down there for you?
Dude, it was so weird. I mean, I've never experienced anything like it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
obviously, I mean, guys, I guess on press day, but press day, you're just practicing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you don't have a gate drop. It's awkward. You know, it seems like out of sorts, and, mm-hmm, and, no lurch out there yelling, let's go. And yeah, no flames and nothing. It was definitely really, really different.
Yeah,
for sure.
No, absolutely. All right, man. Hey, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Just thanks for the recap. Appreciate it. And we'll see you Wednesday.
I appreciate it, Steve. Thanks,
AP.